Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. It's lesson 44, and in this lesson, we're continuing to talk about the present tense. We'll use it in the context of making arrangements, and we'll also look at the nous form of the present tense, which can be used to say let's do something. Allons au cinéma, let's go to the cinema. Dansons, let's dance. Chantons, let's sing. We hope that you enjoy this lesson of Coffee Break French. Okay, so far we've been looking at two ideas. One, what are you doing at the moment? So, for example, qu'est-ce que tu fais en ce moment? Anna, qu'est-ce que tu fais en ce moment?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais en ce moment?
And how could you answer that? Let's say, I'm speaking French.
Je parle français.
Okay, if you were watching television, how would you say, I'm watching television?
Je regarde la télé.
Okay, and if you're eating a croissant?
Je mange un croissant.
So, the use of the present tense can be to talk about what you're doing at the moment. Last week, we looked at some examples of where the present tense can be used to say what you do normally on a regular basis. So, for example, à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à l'université, Anna?
J'arrive à l'université à 9h.
Très bien. So there, Anna said that she gets to university, she arrives at university at 9 o'clock. And in that particular situation, it's meaning that that's what she does normally. J'arrive à l'université à 9h. Normally, I arrive at the university at 9 o'clock. Now, exactly the same forms in French, j'arrive, je mange, je regarde, can be used in both situations to say what you do normally and what you are doing at the moment. So, je regarde la télé, I watch television in the evening, for example. Je regarde la télé, I am watching television just now. So, for example, if I phoned Anna at 9 o'clock in the morning and I said, qu'est-ce que tu fais? She could equally say, j'arrive à l'université, I'm arriving at university. So the one concept in French, the present tense, j'arrive, is used to translate both I arrive and I'm arriving. We kind of know this already, but I just wanted to reinforce that. We got a couple of emails last week to that effect, wanting some further explanations. Let's go through a full conjugation of a regular ER verb. We'll take the verb this week, écouter. Écouter means?
To listen.
That's right. It actually means to listen to something. So, for example, if you say, j'écoute la radio, I'm listening to the radio. We don't need to say, à la radio, or anything like that. J'écoute la radio.
J'écoute la radio.
Très bien. Now, we're going to conjugate écouter in all six persons. I say six. There are actually eight different things we say, but il and elle, singular, both take the same form, and il and elle, plural, also take the same form. So, there are normally six forms, and when you see them written down, they come in six boxes. Certainly in our notes, they come in six boxes. Okay, so it's j'écoute.
J'écoute.
Tu écoutes.
Tu écoutes.
Il écoute.
Il écoute.
Elle écoute.
Elle écoute.
Nous écoutons.
Nous écoutons.
Vous écoutez.
Vous écoutez.
Ils écoutent.
Ils écoutent.
Elles écoutent.
Elles écoutent.
Écouter is actually quite a good verb because you can hear the ils écoutent, the S of il plural and the S of elle plural. Ils écoutent, ENT at the end. Elles écoutent, again, ENT at the end. One thing I'd like to mention here is the use of the word vous. So far, especially in our actions, when we point out the way and say vous écoutez, that means you all of you. Vous écoutez.
Vous écoutez.
It's the you plural form. However, as I'm sure you already know because we've mentioned it a number of times, the vous form in French is also used for you formal. So if you're speaking to someone to whom you need to show respect, then you would use the vous form as opposed to tu. So tu is informal singular. Vous is informal plural. And it's also formal singular and plural. So vous does a lot of jobs. Vous is informal plural, formal singular, and formal plural. Vous écoutez.
Vous écoutez.
So the context will help you work out exactly who is being spoken to with vous. Okay, let's take a reflexive verb and conjugate it in all six parts. And this time, we're going to take a reflexive verb that we've come across before. We'll take the verb se maquiller.
Se maquiller.
So se maquiller means?
To put on your makeup.
To put on your makeup. Okay, so let's conjugate this. Je me maquille.
Je me maquille.
Tu te maquilles.
Tu te maquilles.
Il se maquille.
Il se maquille.
Elle se maquille.
Elle se maquille.
Nous nous maquillons.
Nous nous maquillons.
Vous vous maquillez.
Vous vous maquillez.
Il se maquille.
Il se maquille.
Elle se maquille.
Elle se maquille.
Okay, and we'll split this up into singular and plural. Je me maquille, tu te maquilles, il se maquille, elle se maquille.
Je me maquille, tu te maquilles, il se maquille, elle se maquille.
Nous nous maquillons, vous vous maquillez, il se maquille, elle se maquille.
Nous nous maquillons, vous vous maquillez, il se maquille, elle se maquille.
Très bien. Si tu te maquilles, if you're putting on your makeup, perhaps you're going out. We said earlier that we are going to be talking about making arrangements in this week's program. And in order to make arrangements, there's one very simple way of using what we've learned so far with these verbs that we've been discussing. Let's go back to the nous form. The nous form of écouter, for example, was?
Nous écoutons.
Nous écoutons. And what would the nous form be of, let's say, bavarder, which means to chat, bavarder?
It would be nous bavardons.
Nous bavardons. And what about éternuer, which means to sneeze? We sneeze?
Nous éternuons.
Almost nous éternuons.
Nous éternuons.
That's a good example of a verb where taking off the ER still leaves you with a vowel. Éternuer. Take off the ER at the end, and you've got éternu as your stem. So you then add your ending to the stem, éternuons.
Éternuons.
Nous éternuons.
Nous éternuons.
Okay. Now, the reason we're going to the nous form is because you can use this form without the nous to mean let's do something. So, for example, if I said let's listen, then I would say, écoutons.
Écoutons.
Without the nous part. So, écoutons.
Écoutons.
If I wanted to say, let's sing, then I would say, chantons.
Chantons.
Okay, if you're in a church and the priest or the minister said, let's pray, let us pray, the minister or priest would say, prions.
Prions.
From the verb prier, to pray. Prions.
Prions.
In actual fact, very often you would hear, prions ensemble.
Prions ensemble.
That means let us pray together. Ensemble, together. Prions ensemble.
Prions ensemble.
Okay, so you've got this form that's the nous form of the verb, but you just don't use the nous. So, Anna, let's take the verb aller. Aller means?
To go.
To go. Think back to when we said, for example, j'aime aller au cinéma, which meant?
I like going to the cinema.
Yeah, I like going, or I like to go, the infinitive to go to the cinema. In English, we can translate it both ways, going or to go. In French, it has to be j'aime aller au cinéma, I like to go to the cinema. Now, aller itself doesn't follow all the patterns that we've looked at so far. However, in the nous form, it does. So the nous form of aller will be nous
allons.
Nous allons, okay? So we are going to the cinema. Nous allons au cinéma.
Nous allons au cinéma.
So Anna, how would you say let's go to the cinema?
Allons au cinéma.
Allons au cinéma. And you can pronounce the S at the end of allons because it's followed by O. To the cinema. Allons au cinéma.
Allons au cinéma.
Let's go to the cinema. Allons au cinéma.
Allons au cinéma.
Let's listen to the radio. Anna.
Écoutons la radio.
Écoutons la radio. Très bien. How would you say let's dance?
Dansons.
Dansons. Okay, it's very straightforward. It's simply that nous form of the verb without the nous itself. Let's do something. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, the question, if you're among friends, could be, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
So, ce soir would mean this evening, ce soir.
Ce soir.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait is one way of saying, what are we doing? Okay, qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
I'm not going to go into the details of qu'est-ce qu'on fait at this moment. We'll cover this in a future lesson. But qu'est-ce qu'on fait is one way of saying, what are we doing? What are we going to do, in a sense? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
So if someone says that to you, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir? You can answer by using the let's do something form. So that's the nous form without the nous. So Anna, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Dansons.
Let's dance, why not? Okay, or what about let's go to the cinema?
Allons au cinéma.
Allons au cinéma. À quelle heure?
À 7 heures.
À 7 heures, okay. Now, just as we looked at qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir, as if you like a phrase, an item of vocabulary here, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir? What are we doing this evening? We can also say où est-ce qu'on se voit? Now, literally, that means, where is it that one sees each other? Where is it that we see each other? Where shall we meet? Où est-ce qu'on se voit?
Où est-ce qu'on se voit?
Okay, and again, I don't want to go into the grammatical explanations behind où est-ce qu'on se voit just now. We will cover that in the future. At the moment, just think of it as a piece of vocabulary or a phrase that means, where will we meet? Où est-ce qu'on se voit?
Où est-ce qu'on se voit?
So a possible answer to this might be devant le cinéma.
Devant le cinéma.
Now, we learned devant when we were talking about places in the town. Devant means?
In front of.
In front of, yeah. Outside the cinéma. Devant le cinéma.
Devant le cinéma.
So let's try that whole conversation. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Allons au cinéma.
D'accord. Où est-ce qu'on se voit?
Devant le cinéma.
Très bien. So, that's a very basic conversation there, but we've made an arrangement. We're going to the cinema this evening, and we're going to meet devant le cinéma, in front of the cinema. Let's try changing it around. Anna, this time, you ask me the question.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Alors, allons au théâtre.
Et où est-ce qu'on se voit?
On se voit à la gare?
Très bien.
So, on se voit à la gare. We'll see each other at the station, à la gare. À la gare.
À la gare.
On se voit à la gare.
On se voit à la gare.
OK. So, let's do one more. Anna, ask me this again.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Je suis fatiguée. Regardons la télé.
Et où est-ce qu'on se voit?
Ben, chez moi.
Très bien.
OK, so chez moi, at my house, regardons la télé, let's watch television. Où est-ce qu'on se voit? Where will we see each other? Or where will we meet? Chez moi, at my house. Now, obviously, this has really been simplified to make the most basic constructions, but the fact is that you can now build on this with your own verbs. So, for example, if I asked you, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir? And you wanted to say, let's play at tennis. Now, you probably know the word to play. It's, Anna?
Jouer.
Jouer, très bien. So, to play at tennis, you would say?
Jouer au tennis.
Jouer au tennis, très bien. So, how would you say, let's play tennis?
Jouons au tennis.
Jouons au tennis, très bien, très bien. So, qu'est-ce qu'on fait ce soir?
Jouons au tennis.
Très bien. Another verb that we could use here would be visiter.
Visiter.
So, visiter is used for to visit a place, not a person. So, how would you say then, let's visit the museum?
Visitons la musée.
Visitons le musée. It's masculine. Le musée.
Le musée. Visitons le musée.
Perhaps the most useful word when we're talking about making arrangements is aller, to go. So let's use this in a few more situations. How would you say, let's go to the restaurant?
Allons au restaurant?
Allons au restaurant or allons au restaurant. You've got the option there. Allons au restaurant.
Allons au restaurant.
Okay. How would you say in answer to the question, for example, qu'est-ce qu'on fait demain? Which would mean?
What are we doing tomorrow?
Très bien. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait demain? Let's go to the beach.
Allons à la plage?
Allons à la plage. Allons à la plage.
Allons à la plage.
Okay. Now, allons, let's go, is also used as part of a very common expression. Indeed, Anna has been using it at the beginning of the Coffee Break French episodes. She said, allons-y.
Allons-y.
Now, y, in this situation, is spelled just y. Y means there. So, allons-y literally means let's go there, but it's used in the sense of let's get to it. Let's begin. Allons-y.
Allons-y.
And indeed, in this lesson, I used the word commençons. Let's begin. Commençons.
Commençons.
You can use this with any verb, using the nous form of the verb without the nous, if that makes sense. There are more examples in this week's bonus podcast. Before we finish, there is one other thing I'd like to mention, and that's just something for those of you who have studied other languages, particularly those of you who have studied Spanish. In Spanish, the let's form is actually much more complicated than it is in French. In Spanish, to use the let's form, you have to actually use the subjunctive. Now, don't worry about this, especially if you're concentrating on French. If you're doing Spanish as well, then it's simply something to note that in French it's very straightforward. It's just the nous form of the present tense and you drop the nous. But that's just something for those of you who are Spanish speakers, so that you don't get confused when learning this particular form in French. Okay, we're going to leave it there for just now. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.